Churchill and Empire by Lawrence James.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Registered Charity Number 226227.
Introduction. This book is about a subject that has been overlooked or discreetly sidelined in Churchillian literature, his ardent and unswerving faith in the British Empire. His imperial vision was at the heart of his political philosophy. What Churchill called Britain's imperial mission was both his lodestar and the touchstone which he applied to policy decisions when he was First Lord of the Admiralty, Secretary for War, Colonial Secretary, and Prime Minister. Throughout his political career, he was convinced that together the Royal Navy and the Empire were the foundations of British global power and greatness. Imperial Britain was, he believed, uniquely qualified to further progress and enlightenment throughout the world. As Churchill repeatedly insisted, the Empire was a precious asset, not just for Britain, but for civilization as a whole. It existed in a Hobbesian universe in competition with other predatory empires, whose ambitions and anxieties led to the First and Second World Wars, which were imperial conflicts in which all the protagonists were fighting to safeguard and extend territory and influence. This was so in 1914 and again in 1939, when the British Empire was directly threatened by Italy and Japan and indirectly by Nazi Germany. All three powers were engaged in imperial wars of conquest, whose objectives included the elimination of British influence in the Mediterranean and Middle East, and the annexation of British colonies in Africa, the Far East.